Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Tips Over Tipples, the show where Louise and I sit down, have something to drink, and talk about places to eat and drink in London. On today's episode, we're talking about the Lacey Nook, a new restaurant that's opened up in Walthamstow that's serving food from across the Balkan Peninsula. Think Macedonian, Turkish...
Croatian.
Thanks, Louise. And Croatian, exactly. And a few other places as well. So, Louise, it's 5 to 8 on a Monday evening after a pretty heavy weekend, I'd say. We were out till, what, 2 p.m.? No, 2 in the morning.
2 p.m., Tommy. That's pretty crazy.
2 a.m. Saturday night. And so we're not going to lie to the tipplers, are we, Louise? We're not going mental. What are we drinking?
We're having a lovely sleepy tea.
a sleepy tea, exactly, yeah. Well, we'll have a nice relaxing podcast recording. We'll drink our tea. We'll watch an episode of something and then we'll go to bed, because that's what the life of 32-year-olds is, isn't it? But anyway, it's a lovely drink. We have it most evenings. And if you want to sleep, guys, drink this drink. On with the show. So as we said at the end of last week's episode, we didn't really know where we were going to go last week and what we were going to do the podcast on. It'd been a long week, and we knew we were having a big one Saturday, so we didn't want to do anything too crazy. But then we remembered that there's this place that we've been meaning to go to very locally to us. Right, Louise?
Yeah, I've been keeping tabs on the Lacey Nook on Instagram, because they've been meaning to open up for quite a while, but they've been kind of renovating, or I guess creating their like space.
Sorry, well, they've been talking about opening up for a while and delaying it.
Yeah.
Really? And what we went to was the finished product.
I think so. I mean, I don't know if they're going to kind of keep working on it, but yeah.
Okay, so before we get into this, the food was nice. We liked the food. We'll talk about that. The staff are lovely. It's a nice place, but it's not the kind of place that you think they've been spending ages building, right, Louise? Like, there's no walls. Well,
no,
there's plastic.
There's plastic. But I think that's probably the whole thing. I think it's... In summer, it'll be great. It's very outdoors.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because we went in winter and it was pretty cold on Friday night. So, fortunately, we wrapped up a bit warm. They do have these plastic walls, which are good for insulation. They have heaters inside and blankets at every table.
Yeah, exactly. But it's very much not a building, right? It's probably a more of a summer venue.
Yeah.
And they've made it winterproof. And it was reasonably warm in there. I mean, we kept our jackets on the entire time, didn't we, to be fair?
Yeah, I would say wrap up slightly warmer than usual if you go in winter.
Yes, it's kind of an indoors-outdoors venue. A little bit cold, it was fine, but it's covered. You're not going to get wet. But maybe don't go when it's absolutely freezing. But I think in summer, it would be glorious.
Yes, it would be lovely. But Tom, we're getting into the Lacey Nook before we do our preamble.
Oh, the famous preamble, Louise. No, you're right. As loyal listeners will know, we live in Walthamstow. We really like Walthamstow. We've been here for over 2 years now, which is mental. But yeah, there's quite a few nice places to go, right? And we actually went to a couple of them on Friday, had a drink at a couple of places. But maybe it's worth just talking about some of the places that we like in the area.
Yeah, so food-wise, we've talked about Edel's before, Uyghur restaurant, BYO, really good food.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, really tasty. There's also Gunez, which is a Turkish restaurant.
Yeah, that's a nice place, isn't it? It's a Turkish restaurant, but it's a pretty good one. They've recently renovated it, and they just do some absolutely delicious big plates of grilled meats. I think it's really good Turkish food. I've always really enjoyed it when we've gone there.
Yeah, the meat's delicious. It's so generous. It's one of those Turkish restaurants where everything comes with some bread, some dip, some salad. You get this massive mountain of food.
Yeah, and people often forget and they'll order a side of bread because they don't realise that every single portion of food is also going to come with bread. Yeah, you come out of there always absolutely stuffed, don't you? So I like that.
Yeah, exactly. There are a few brunch places that we also love. Bueller & Co. is a vegetarian cafe.
Yeah, that's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I really like it. I love their mushrooms and scrambled eggs on toast. They have an amazing French toast. So decadent for anyone who loves that.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I think I'd say with Walthamstow, those are some really nice places. I don't think we're overflowing with really good restaurants. That is one thing that I like there to be more of in the area. Would you agree?
I'd agree. Like, they're slowly popping up more and more, and I'm sure more will come.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we've forgotten about Taro, the Japanese restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that opened up recently. I think there's a few of those across London, right?
I think there might be a couple, yeah. This one's quite cool because it's in an old pie and mash shop.
Yeah, so it's got incredibly uncomfortable wooden seating. but yeah, and that's always absolutely rammed. You need to book there. But that's a fun vibe, and the food's good there, and insanely generous portions as well. I'd highly recommend any people in the area should eat at Taro. And then what I do love about Walthamstow, I think it's got a few good places to drink, doesn't it? It's got the brewery area, which I really like.
Yeah, exactly. There's the Black Horse Brewery area, which I'm sure we'll touch on at a later Black Horse Road episode.
Yeah.
But there's also some breweries which are closer to us. They're kind of near the Village, which is a lovely little location within Walthamstow.
Yeah, the Village is fun, isn't it? Because it does feel like a little English village in London, which is quite strange. It's this cute little street with lots of nice boutique shops and expensive places to buy vegetables and all sorts. But no, that's really nice. And there's a few pubs around there, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, the breweries are located kind of on a, I don't know, industrial estate, right? Like lots of breweries are. And there's a few places around there. There's Pillars Brewery, which is a good brewery. They do great beers, and you find their beer kind of all across London.
Yeah, exactly. There's also Wildcard, and they do pizzas there too.
Yeah, I like that. And they've got that cider place as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called like Real Al Tap Room.
So it's like another tap room, but does it just do cider or does it do beers as well?
No, they do beers and other things as well.
Cool. And then, of course, there is God's Own Junkyard, which is, I think, a cool spot and probably worth making the trip to Walthamstow for if you want to do something different one day. It's very Instagrammable. It's this, I don't know what is it. It's like a cafe that's collected thousands and thousands of different neon signs. So it's quite spectacular when you walk in, right?
Yep. It's very bright. It's very kind of retro and
higgledy-piggledy.
Higgledy-piggledy, yeah. I guess it's this kind of space that it almost feels like a kind of weird art space, but like it's just, yeah, it has all these fluorescent lighting around. But yeah, it's also a cafe. They do sell beers as well. I think they do a high tea.
Yeah, so it's strange. It's fun. It's all a bit wacky around there. And then, yeah, there's also around the Village area, there's Nag's Head, which is a bit of an institution in Walthamstow, isn't it? It's been there for, I don't know, 20 years?
Yeah, we love it there. It's really cute. They've got a rule. They don't allow kids, but they do allow dogs. So it's pretty good for dog sighting.
It's good for dog sighting, and it's excellent for not having kids at the pub, which might sound a little bit ridiculous, but it is actually, I think, a real problem in Walthamstow. Walthamstow is, I think, where lots of people who live in Hackney and then decide they want to buy a house and have children and can't afford Hackney move. And there were just so many young parents in the area who still want to go to the pub, which is absolutely fine. And so there's a few places, particularly the Castle, which just has all the makings of being an excellent pub. But I've never walked in there and stayed, basically, because it's just all, it's insane when you walk in. This kid's like drawing on the walls, screaming. Someone's always bleeding. It's absolutely mental
so
in there.
So dramatic. This is a classic dramatic Tom.
No, you would miss it. It's too much in there, right? Like, I've heard so many people describe it as the creche. It's just, it's a nice pub if you're a family, but if you don't have children and you don't want to be around loads of children, it's a bit of a nightmarish experience.
Nightmarish. That's the thing. We don't have kids, and so for us, it's pretty intense, and we'd rather go somewhere quieter and more relaxed. For parents, if you've got kids, I can imagine it's great, because then you can take them there, you can just chill, and the kids will be fine.
There's been so many times I've walked past that, I've been like, oh, I would love to go in there, because it does look like a nice pub. Maybe it'll be okay this time, and it's one of those that you kind of just open the door, and just screams emanate as soon as you open it, and you just close the door, turn around, and go to the Nag's Head instead, and spot some dogs.
But Nag's Head, actually, they've got some really good nights, they've got a great pub quiz, they've got a live jazz night, which we've been keen to go to on Sundays, but they also, on Thursday nights, have a wine tasting. They have Pine Wines. Check them out on Instagram. And it's really cool. We've only managed to go to one of them. We went to one that was on Alsace Wines. I know that they've got one coming up on English Wines. They, for Burns Night, had a sort of whiskey tasting. So it's really cool. It's every Thursday. Look it up on Instagram.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. They do all sorts of wines. he's really knowledgeable. It always sells out pretty quickly. People love going, and there's a few regulars that go every week as well. So it's a nice atmosphere in there. So yeah, thoroughly recommend that and the Nag's Head. Okay, Louise, we've talked about Walthamstow now. Can we get back to the Lacey Nook and its lack of walls?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah. So yes, located near Wood Street, its restaurant advertises doing sharing plates of Balkan cuisine. So I've been to Bulgaria quite a few times. I've tried that kind of food. We've been to Croatia. We like our Turkish food. So we've tried some Balkan cuisine, but we were keen to see what this place had to offer. The chef, she is from Macedonia, so I think it's got a bit of a Macedonia leaning, and I've not really had much Macedonia food before. So I was really curious to check it out and see what it was like. So we haven't really talked about it much. What were your thoughts on the food, Louise? Coming out of it, having mulled it over for a few days.
So we shared, was it five different plates, I think?
Yeah, they said between two you want to get four or five. We went for five. We should have gone four, right?
Yeah, we ordered too much food for sure.
I was absolutely stuffed. We ended up paying, I think, 43 quid a head. So reasonable amount, but we were absolutely stuffed by the end of it. I think we could have got one dish less and it would have come to, what, 35, 36 quid a head.
Most of the dishes are about £8 to £12 for the vegetarian ones and £16, £18 for the meat ones.
And we only went for one of the main meat dishes, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think my thoughts overall of the food, it is pretty tasty. There were some dishes that I liked kind of more and less, which we'll get into. I don't know if it was like absolutely outstanding, I would kind of run back, but it was really tasty. I think I'd like to go back in summer to kind of take in that summery vibe and see how that is.
Yeah, I think it could be a nice experience to sit out there and have that food. I thought it was tasty. I liked most of the dishes that we ate, but I think you're right. There was nothing that blew my socks off. But I've definitely spent 43 quid on worse meals in London as well.
I think I'd be keen to go back with more people so that we could share more stuff.
Yeah.
And I think some of the things maybe I just didn't like in the amount that I had. Like maybe I could have, if I shared some of the dishes amongst more people.
Yeah, having to have half of each dish can get a bit samey, I agree. It would have been good to have a few more dishes and only have a bit of them each.
Yeah, exactly. Shall we get into the specific dishes?
Yeah, sure. Kick us off.
So to start, we got the barbecue Balkan bread with wild mushrooms, parmesan and parsley.
Yeah, so this was like, it almost felt a bit like a pizza doughy bread, right? It was.
Yeah, it was kind of a flat, like a very puffy sort of flatbread sort of thing. It was really tasty, I thought.
Yeah, really nice bread. The wild mushrooms, I didn't get that much mushroom flavour from them, but they were nice enough and it had some cheese on top. Mm-hmm. And overall, it was a nice dish. That was nice, and a lot of the food we got was very saucy or quite dippy. So it was good to have some of that bread to dip in the sauce, if you will.
Yes, exactly. I liked having the bread as extra because I'd say maybe if it was on its own, maybe it didn't have enough topping. But I think
it would have been a bit weird.
Yeah, but I think it was good just to have that bread.
Yeah, I guess one thing upon reflection is that the food came insanely quickly, didn't it? We got there at 7. Ordered our food about 7:15 and most of the dishes were on our table at about 7:20. So it came out super quickly. I don't know how. It was all warm and it all tasted fresh, but they just prepared it insanely quickly. So we kind of got all these dishes all at once. There was no real order to the delivery of them, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely one comment. I think the food probably came out all too quickly, all at the same time.
I think so. It would have been nice to just kind of let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go in phase a little bit more. So with the Balkan bread, we got the slow-roasted leeks, yogurt, almond pesto, and pomegranate. And this was nice, soft leeks. They served this yogurt, which was nice, a few bits of pomegranate, and then the almond pesto, which I thought was nice. You were less of a fan of the almond pesto, right?
Yeah, the pesto kind of reminded me of, just like a store-bought pesto and maybe not that kind of fresh.
Yeah, because it was almond pesto, I do believe it probably was homemade and fresh.
Yeah. No, I think it probably was, and maybe it was just maybe it's one of those things that something had just gotten in my head about this pesto on the dish.
Yeah, I think so. If you like your store-bought pesto, this is a great dish to get because according to Louise, it tastes like that. I thought it was all right. I think the dish was nice in itself. I think it was a lot of that dish to have. Again, that would be one that would be good to maybe have quartered rather than have half each. But I thought overall it had nice flavours.
Yeah, no, I think so. Like, I really liked the soft leek and the yogurt was really nice. And there was loads of it, so it was good to have with the bread.
And then we ordered charred Hasselback butternut squash with whipped feta, hazelnuts, smoky honey, confit garlic and parsley. It was a big plate, this. This was £12, and that was a big chunk of squash, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was huge. It seemed like a whole squash.
Yeah, it was beautifully presented as well.
Mm, yeah, the sort of Hasselback style was really cool.
Yeah. Do you like this one?
I thought this was nice, yeah. I liked the whipped feta.
The whipped feta was really good.
Yeah, the hazelnut was nice. I think maybe I didn't quite get enough of the smoky honey. Like, maybe I was...
Yeah, I didn't get that much.
I can't really remember having much of that.
But I thought overall the flavours were nice. I liked that as a dish. I'd definitely order that again.
Yeah. No, I really liked all the kind of flavours that I got together. It was really nice.
But again, this is one that was just massive as well, but between two people.
Yeah, that was the thing. It's just this all added up to so much food and this was just huge.
Yeah, exactly.
So then we had the barbecue king oyster mushroom with charred celeriac puree and prosciutto.
This is the one that I saw and I liked the sound of because I love my mushrooms and I love prosciutto. I'm sorry, Louise.
Yeah, this one was pretty weird.
It was disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah, there wasn't that much prosciutto. The celeriac puree wasn't that great. I mean, we don't love celeriac, so maybe it was a bit dubious that we got it, but...
It was all very brown as well, but not a nice brown either. It was like a grey brown.
Yeah.
Like a mushroom brown.
Like, the mushroom was nice, but then...
I didn't think the mushroom was that nice. I think when I'm thinking barbecue mushroom, I'm thinking it's going to be kind of marinated and have like a nice stickiness or a char and be something. But this is just like...
Well, yeah, that sounds nicer than what it was.
It was just like raw mushroom plonked on a barbecue and kind of cooked, but it wasn't even like fully roasted away. I don't know. It was fine, but it was just a lot of dry mushroom to eat.
Yeah, and just the flavours weren't very good.
Yeah, it didn't work. I think the food at this place was nice overall, but this was a weak dish, I think. So,
yeah.
Moving on.
Moving swiftly on. Next, we had the barbecue smoked pork belly with piperada, which is a Basque stew dish, it says in the glossary.
There's a glossary. I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's a glossary. And it's made with red peppers and fennel. And it also comes with this Magdana sauce.
I'm just referencing the food dictionary, as it's known in the menu, Louise. Magdanos is parsley. So a parsley sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was slow-cooked pork belly that was really soft and kind of melt in the mouth, wasn't it? That was nice. And it was on top of this Basque stewed pepper dish with some parsley sauce. I really liked this dish.
Mm.
You were on the fence about it?
No, I liked the dish. So I really liked the pork. I really liked how soft it was. I liked the flavour. The pepper stew, maybe it's just because it was very paprika-y and kind of smoky. Maybe slightly too much for me, but I did enjoy it.
I really liked it. I could have had more of that, to be honest. I thought it was really yummy. I definitely have traded some charred celeriac puree for some more of that sauce.
Yeah, I think I did put some of that sauce on a mushroom.
just give it something. So no, I thought that was a good dish. That was one of the only kind of that was the only barbecued meat thing we did. I'd be keen to go back and try some of the other things they got. They got a chicken leg, they got sea trout, and they got a beef zavapi, which is
chivapi.
Oh, what is it?
Chivapi.
Chivapi. Did you Google the pronunciation?
No, I've had it in Bosnia.
Ah, you know, do you? Fair enough. Well, yeah, I know from the food dictionary that it's a minced beef patty / sausages from the Balkans. So yeah, a few other things on the menu. Overall, we came out of that absolutely stuffed. I liked a lot of the dishes. I think you liked some of the dishes. But maybe not rushing to go back either. Certainly not in winter.
Yeah, no, it was a nice meal. It's really nice to go somewhere local. But maybe, yeah, nothing for me that absolutely stood out.
If you live in West London, we're not recommending you travel all the way to Walthamstow to try this place out, right?
No. But yeah, I'm keen to go back. I'd like to try some more dishes.
Yeah, agreed. And we haven't actually talked about the pudding we also had, Louise.
Yeah. The table next to us got both desserts. So we had a little peer over.
Yeah.
And even though we were very full, we did decide, you know, for research, of course, that we would get one of them. One of them was a Basque cheesecake, but it looked very set to me.
It looked too firm, right?
Not the texture that I would want in a Basque cheesecake. Whereas the other one was a brownie. It looked very, very kind of gooey.
Unset. They really hadn't got their timings right.
And that was with some ice cream. The brownie was definitely undercooked for me. Like, I like a kind of gooey middle, but it didn't have any of those fudgier, maybe chewier sort of sides, or like even the top of it, it didn't have that sort of chew that I'd want.
No, definitely. If you think about how you make brownies, they start off as liquid and then they go liquid into chewy phase and then into overcooked hard phase. I think a lot of this was still basically liquid. It was even, they plonked some ice cream on top and the whole shape had disappeared on this brownie. Every time I took a forkful, it was just basically a spoonful of liquid when I put it in my mouth. I liked the taste. It was quite salted caramel, wasn't it?
Yeah, it had this, salted caramel with it, which I think for me it was all too sweet.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. And it was served some ice cream. It was okay, but we certainly had better brownies in our time.
Yeah, we have.
So we had a glass of wine each as well. They had a few wines on the menu. They were Balkan wines. We got one glass each. I got the Bulgarian Melnik 55. I thought it was okay. It was, I think, £8 for that glass of wine. I think I've had better glasses of wine for £8. It didn't knock my socks off. It was okay. I wasn't unhappy with it, but it wasn't lighting my world on fire.
Yeah, and so I had the Alexandria Cuvée.
Did you like that? Because I tried yours and I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I liked mine, actually. I thought it was quite nice. It was kind of medium-bodied. It had a little bit of smokiness. It was quite fruity. In the description, it talked about kind of tobacco smoke and red fruits, which I quite like.
So, yeah, the wines were okay. They had not an extensive menu, but enough to enjoy. And that was about it, really. I don't think there's much more to talk about. As I say, it's something that we will go back. We'll go in summer. We'll take some friends and we'll try some more of the dishes. We'll avoid the oyster mushrooms, but not somewhere that we are thinking people should kind of run to get a booking at either, right?
No, exactly. Oh, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Next week, we're actually on holiday, and so won't be releasing an episode. And so our next episode will be coming out on the 27th of March. So I'm afraid you're not going to have anything to listen to for 2 weeks, but we'll be back with a bang at the end of the month. Speak to you then.